only thing that really bothers me about this conversation is that Pulitzer would be spreading around, and apparently he must be, this story. And secondly, that Hearst might do a story which says they were offered by White House aide when in fact they were not.
Well, I've had Walter call Dick Berlin and tell him they were offered. We don't know who offered and when and how. We don't know tonight. We know that we have received information from good newspaper men themselves. Said this guy is totally undependable and psychotic. And ask us to help obtain the authority to quote, we refuse to do it. And have Berlin be right on top of his tail.
All right, sir.
Order on with
you? No, sir. I'm in a private office. I can get him in here.
I think I can do that.
All right, hold on. Otherwise, it's quiet up here. I told Pierre this morning that we had good straight coverage on the Guantanamo news, both on television last night and in the papers this morning. Just a minute, here's Walter. I'll get on the other line. Hello?
Yeah. I think unless you know somebody that did do this with the Hearst, as I understood it, Deke offered to do it, and you told him not to.
That's right, and he confirmed that yesterday. In fact, he was saying it in context of the fact that too bad anybody would say that we helped with this.
Well, I tell him that you understand this morning that Hearst got the pangs of conscience that he was offered to him, and so on and so forth. And I think he ought to tell him it's never been out of his hands. About it, and we told him that we couldn't talk to anybody. And we've never had the State Department file ourselves or the Air Force spy. That all we've been told was that this guy was no good. We've had a bunch of general statements. And that is true that we've done that, but we haven't offered it to Hearst or any other newspaper man. And then I'd call Dick Berlin and tell him to get the bottom of it, check in and see who his Washington people are that are saying this without coming from you. Tell him what the Secretary of State said this morning and see if they are figuring on doing something like this before they do it.
All right.
I'm sure, though, that that's just being quoted because that's about what they told you. They told you that Hearst was getting ready to write that Hearst had been offered it, and they called him and asked him, didn't they, New York Times?
Well, they didn't tell him that they already had been offered it. They told me that New York Times Phillips had called Denison, one of their editor in New York, and then later Bill Hearst, and had understood that we had talked to them about killing a story. But it hadn't had nothing to do with the leaking part of it at all, and that Denison didn't know anything about it, and that Hearst denied it.
Tell Dick that, tell him to find out if there's anybody that claims to have done it. We've never heard of it. And we don't have the file, but we do know it. He's a very unsavory character, and they don't object to Bobby Baker's unsavoriness coming out, but I guess anybody's against him, it's terrible. See if Dick can find out what about him.
All right, sir. He called me yesterday just to visit a little bit and said, you all didn't lie to these calls. You all have any further questions about anything, and you call me or Eddie, don't ever call anybody else. And I said, well, we never have.
Well, I just called him right back, telling him here's what the Secretary of State said this morning, that Hearst was having pangs of conscience. We were supposed to have had Hearst in and gone over all this with him and so on and so forth.
All right.
But I think probably just Phillips flat falling around what he's heard. And I would imagine some of New York. of times told Phillips that. I mean, Phillips told some of the folks that told Russ, don't you imagine?
I would think so. Of course, the Post got a story on it in the New York Herald Tribune. I haven't seen it anywhere else.
Now, what, do they use the same story as Phillips?
No, not nearly as complete as Phillips. They don't go into supposed calls made by people in this office.
Said what?
Phillips talks about calls from this office to various people. Post doesn't do that. Their headline is who did the leak. They kind of just a general review. The Herald Tribune is a story quoting Reynolds, which Reynolds quotes. And Reynolds has changed from the attacked to the attacker, and is now accusing the White House of having done this job on him. And quotes Reynolds as saying he knows it was done by the White House.
The Herald Tribune story is actually the best story of all.
Oh, yes, by far.
See, the Herald Tribune was, this is an interesting fact, Mr. President. The Herald Tribune is one of the papers that asked us, they asked me for this information. I said, I don't have it. If I had it, I wouldn't give it to you.
Well, I'd remind them of that, Bill.
Yes, sir.
And also, their man, Tiger, asked Dick Nelson to get it for him. He said, I know that there's something like that exists. And Dick came over to the center where I was all upset with call. Said, what do I do about it? I said, just call him back, tell him he can't have it, we don't have it, we're not interested in it, which he did.
And Kiker subsequently told me that he thought we were making a mistake and not getting it and putting it out.
Well, I imagine I can release nearly anything in any file I want to, can I?
You can, Mr. President, but the releasing of personnel files could have a tremendously and potentially damaging, disastrous effect on the government operation, the confidence of the people in the government, in the confidence of the public in the government. You can release anything you want to.
We can, we haven't. As a matter of fact, we asked it not be.
I have not talked to Jerry, but Jerry knows better than anybody the extent that I went to try to keep it from being done. I asked Jerry to even talk to Pearson's lawyer, to talk to his own lawyer, to go over it and try to reach a conclusion that it couldn't be used legally, it's libelous. And Jerry knows that very well. I don't think he's told that to him, anybody.
Well, you ought to call him, tell him if you see where you're supposed to be leaking. He knows better than anyone else. He didn't do it. He didn't do it. As a matter of fact, when we heard that Pearson got in the Air Force, we expressed the hope that the Air Force, that he wouldn't use it. Any of you have any idea where he got it? Did he get it from Zucker, do you think?
He told me, Mr. President, that he got it from a major. And he said, I'm not going to tell you who, I'm just not going to tell you. But he said, I got it from a major. But he said, I could not have gotten it if it had not been for Zuckert's help. And I don't know whether he meant the major went to Zuckert or whether the major subsequently told Zuckert and Zuckert said, okay.
I am purposely not. Well, I talked to Zuckert, but I didn't ask him point blank because I don't think it's better for him.
Does Zuckert know about it?
Oh, yes. He told me that the secretary. All over his bed.
What did he say then?
He said the Secretary of Defense had come to talk to him, told him that he was under the impression he came from there, and that he hoped he hadn't been given to death without him.
What did he say?
No, did he say it? He said this was just a ticket.
Is that where it came from?
Well, he did not say that, but I'm sure it did because the things that he had in his column were not in any other file. Just had
well,
first column.
Pearson showed me what he had from here. It was, and it was a long, lengthy thermofax copy of what could only be an official file headed by United States Air Force, and then up to this official gobbledygook. I haven't even seen that until I saw it from him.
I hate it like everything, but it's kind of hard to get mad at somebody who even mistakenly, perhaps, was trying to be helpful.
Yeah. I think the position I take is number 2-4 with Berlin at first. We didn't release it. We didn't want it released. We didn't think it's our interest to publicize the fellow, to recognize him that much. We don't think so now. We'd given anything if Pearson hadn't run it. Pearson's liable lawyers called us, and we told him we hoped it wouldn't run. And that's the extent of our knowledge of it. I tell Berlin that, and I tell Jerry that again, and tell him he ought to remind his friend, Mr. Friendly, that we not only didn't give it to Pearson, but we didn't want Pearson to run it. Pearson got it from the Air Force, the major in the Air Force.
Pearson told us about it.
We told him we hoped it didn't run.
All right. Pearson is quoted in all of the stories this morning. Rather good statement. He says that he absolutely did not get it from the White House, and that further than that, the White House was uncooperative and
flabbergasted.
Well, that was the third statement, that they were uncooperative, and then that they were flabbergasted when they saw what he had, when he showed them what he had.
What stories is that quoted in?
That's in all three, New York, the Phillips, and in the Post, and in the Herald Tribune.
Well, maybe Pearson better open up on the time trip being willing to publish what
he did.
Against Baker, but what, today?
He had a good statement. He said, I'm not surprised that my competitors are upset about this. Which implied, you know, that they're really acting because they didn't get it.
He's caught about half his calls on it again this morning. So.
What did he say?
About the same thing, just kind of boiled down.
It's from the Air Force file.
He doesn't comment on me.
What I don't understand is why people like New York Times, Phillips, and Washington Post would want to protect a guy like Reynolds. They've been exposing these types of people all through the government, always. Now, they must have a conspiracy to wreck us, or they wouldn't be upset about it. And this must have hurt them, and hurt them with the committee. Does Reynolds sound like he's hurt?
Well, everybody that talks to me thinks that he's hurt. I guess I've got 25 letters in the last 2 days saying they're all for Pearson. This ought to end it. Glad they exposed this guy, stuff like that.
You better have a long talk with Loach and see if he's followed through on all these leads in the state and Air Force file. I asked you to do that yesterday, but I'm afraid you didn't get to. Did you?
No, sir, I'm not sure that.
Talk to Deloach and just tell him to be sure that there is an FBI file that Congress will ultimately get. All the material that's in the Air Force file and all the material that's in the State Department file, and any leads that they get from it, they ought to interview about.
All right.
Don't you agree with that?
Yes, sir, I sure do.
Check him, see it. See if you stay close to him, Walter. Every day.
I do. No, the director's coming to lunch on Tuesday.
I tell him what Hurst is having pain of conscience. Say, we haven't talked to him. Remember what he said. We're not going to. We talked to Dick Berlin and Dick Loach both about it.
Mr. Right. President and Walter, there may be reasons not to do this, but I would hope that if at all possible we could avoid saying that this came from the Secretary of State, because he does get into things like this. He's doing this, I think, because he really wants to help us.
Without saying, yeah, I think so. Just saying from a reliable high official.
I think that's coming.